mucho tequila. We drank a few shots and then I stole your girl. And as you punched me, I started to hurl.
One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Do you have stuff to clean this mess of a break room?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Don't let July 24th fool you. It's not just any day.
Time for some tequila.
It's National Tequila Day.
Tequila.
It is National Tequila Day, and I'm pretty sure it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
National Tequila Day.
Tequila!
Tequila slammer.
Where's the lime and the salt, right?
What's tequila?
Lousy tequila.
Gives me a headache.
Happy National Tequila Day.
Tequila all around.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, also on the Alexa. How do you get our live show and feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, very simple. You just simply enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's really easy. If you want the podcast on Alexa, that's even easier. You don't have to enable nothing. But we still want you to enable the Radio 434 skill. You just say, if you want the podcast, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, all the places where you get your podcasts. And you can even watch the show on the Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right. And that handle is good, by the way, for all of the all the social media. It's good for your Instagram, YouTube, MySpace, Twitter, X, whatever the heck. It's at the Mike Show VA, all one word, no spaces. All right, coming up on today's program, the Wednesday edition of the show. Of course, we got your five random facts, and we're going to make you smart with that, but then we're going to get really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news, and we've got a good news story after that. So in stupid criminals, and this is, yeah, Florida woman was arrested after attacking her fiancé during an argument over a prenup. Okay, so we're going to talk about that, plus our top list. Top ways to know someone is marrying you just for the money. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
If you're getting married, here are some wedding traditions couples want to leave behind. Playing the wedding march when the bride walks down the aisle. Wearing a white dress. Not seeing each other on your wedding day. Waking up with your soon-to-be brother-in-law in a Motel 6 near the Mexican border. On second thought, this wedding is off. What the hell was I thinking? Whew! Dodged a bullet right there. I'm so glad we had this survey. Hand me the tequila bottle.
Mm-hmm. It is National Tequila Day, after all. Hi there, The Mike Show. So, maybe this tradition also should be reconsidered. This 26-year-old woman in Florida, her name is Molly Hogan. She was arrested Sunday night after attacking her fiancé during a heated argument over a prenup. The groom-to-be told police that Molly grabbed him around the head, struck him on the chest, torso, back, and legs, causing multiple physical injuries. His brother was also there, and Molly bit him on the arms when he tried to break it up. Alcohol was involved. The wedding was supposed to be this Saturday, July 27th. It's unclear if they've called it off. Their wedding registry is still online, though. But there's one small problem, though. An active restraining order. Molly was arrested for battery, booked and released, but a judge ordered her to have no contact with her prospective future husband or the brother-in-law. Let me see. I'm not going to show her mugshot, but I do like to take a look at them every once in a while. Anyway, so with that brings us to our top list. With Molly being arrested after she beat up her fiancé while discussing a prenup. So add, she beats the bleep out of you over a prenup to today's list. That's our top list today. Top ways to know someone is marrying you just for the money. Okay, here we go. Number one. I don't have a cha-ching sound effect. Man, I wish I did. All right, anyway. Well, we'll have to get on that. Get a cha-ching sound effect. Because there. Instead of I do, the two words she says while exchanging vows is ka-ching. top ways to know someone is marrying you just for the money. Your age difference even makes Leonardo DiCaprio wince. Leonardo DiCaprio. top ways to know someone is marrying you just for the money. He calls having kids with you the cost of doing business. Top ways to know someone is marrying you just for the money. Her idea of foreplay is staring at your wallet. Top ways to know someone is marrying you just for the money. After making a wish and blowing out the birthday candles, he opens his eyes and says, "You're still alive?" Top ways to know someone is marrying you just for the money. Her summer beach read is the part of your will that leaves her everything. Top ways to know someone is marrying you just for the money. For Valentine's Day, he bought you a dozen credit card bills. top ways to know someone is marrying you just for the money. Your name's Larry, but she keeps calling you Lottery. And top ways to know someone is marrying you just for the money. You have no issue finding a woman despite your horrific personality, Elon. The Mike Show. Coming up. Oh, hi there. Yeah. Thanks, Adblock. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. We'll get to all that In just a few minutes, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle has resigned. As her norm, she'll wait to see what she'll do next. Today is National Tequila Day. Nevada drinks the most tequila, 2.3 bottles a year per person. Except when it's a Raiders home game. Then the bottles are consumed in the parking lot before the game even begins. It's National Cousins Day, where in parts of the South, it's like having a second Valentine's Day. Mattel released a blind Barbie.
Dream car not included.
And Snoop Dogg will be one of the Olympic torchbearers. He'll then puff, puff, pass it on to someone else. This is not headline news.
It is not. It's the Mike Show. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. We have some Olympic nonsense to get to. Looking out the downtown tower cam at the fountain and the bridge and the limp flag. There we go. It's the Mike Show. Wednesday edition. We really needed this rain so bad. Anyway, speaking of liquids, it's National Tequila Day, as mentioned. 30% of us say margaritas are our go-to happy hour drink. That's not my go-to happy hour drink. That's more of a celebratory. I mean, at least you know, once every couple of weeks, we'll head up the La Cot, the good one, you know. Anyway, so this recent poll, as Billy Big Voice mentioned, found that in Nevada, people drink the most tequila, 2.3 bottles a year, then Colorado, Arizona at 1.4, and California at 1.3. Pennsylvania ranked last at just a quarter a bottle a year. That's like four shots. Here are a few quick margarita stats to help you celebrate. 76% of Americans like margaritas, including around a third who love them. Two-thirds prefer the frozen kind. Let me emphasize with sound. Yeah, me too. A third said they like it on the rocks. I like it on the rocks, too, but I like the frozen ones better. 30% say margaritas are their go-to happy hour drink, and 5% always get a hangover from margaritas. No, I really don't get a hangover from anything. Maybe because 1 in 4 people say they never have just one. That might have something to do with that.
One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, yeah. Four.
Yeah. Yeah, we did that in the show open. All right, and then on to the Olympics. Some Olympic insanity. What is this? Oh yeah, that was part of Celine Dion's stellar performance, the 1996 Olympic opening ceremony in Atlanta. Celine Dion will perform Friday during the Olympics opening ceremony. She's being paid $2 million for one song. They're also footing the bill for travel and accommodations for Celine and her family. A source said, quote, they're paying a ton of money, a ridiculous amount. This will be Celine's first performance since she stepped away from the stage in 2022 after being diagnosed with stiff person syndrome. Okay. Speaking of celebs at the Olympics, Snoop Dogg is headed to Paris to carry the Olympic torch. He'll be the second to the last torchbearer, but there's no word on who he's going to hand off to. Here is Celine Dion. Here's part of her performance from the 1996 Olympic opening ceremony in Atlanta. Here, listen. Yeah. David Foster appeared on the stage with her. He also produced the song and wrote it with Babyface and Linda Thompson, Foster's wife at the time. All right. Coming up, we're going to make you smarter with five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for
five random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, or do we? But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Or maybe from behind the bushes, who knows? Anyway, here we go. Number one. Erno Rubik invented the Rubik's Cube in 1974, and he has said he can solve it in 2 to 3 minutes. The record is 3.13 seconds.
How?
Anyway, by the way, Erno celebrated his 80th birthday earlier this month. I got in trouble when I was a kid. My brother got a Rubik's Cube, and back then, the Rubik's Cube had stickers, colored stickers on them. So he couldn't figure it out. I took the Rubik's Cube upstairs to our bedroom, and I peeled off all the stickers, and I put them all back on. So it looked like I solved his Rubik's Cube. And I came downstairs like 10 minutes later and tossed it to him and said, "Here you go, genius." And I got it. Yeah, I got in so much trouble. They could tell. They could tell that I peeled it off. Number two, 10 years ago, IKEA used 1% of all the wood in the world to make furniture. Yeah, even particle board still needs some real wood. And they use a giant amount of it, by the way. In recent years, they've made a major push to only use wood from sustainable sources. They say they've reached 91% of that goal. Number three. Let's get some music in here. Number three. There are 12 countries that have a weapon on their flags. American Samoa, Angola, Barbados. How do you pronounce that?
Eswatini.
Eswatini?
Eswatini.
Eswatini. It's in southern Africa. Eswatini?
Eswatini.
She's irritated. Where the heck is Eswatini? What do they do? It's really, really small. What's around it? It's officially the Kingdom of Eswatini, also known by its former official name. Oh, it's Swaziland. And formerly the Kingdom of Swaziland. It's a landlocked country in southern Africa. It's bordered by Mozambique to its northeast, South Africa to its northwest, south, and southeast. Okay, gotcha. Oh yeah, we're listing all of them. Eswatini, Guatemala, Haiti, Kenya, Mozambique, Oman, Saudi Arabia, Sri Lanka, and Zimbabwe. All 12 countries that have a weapon on their flag. Number four, Weird Al's song Eat It hit number one in Australia in 1984. It's a parody of Michael Jackson's Beat It, which only made it to number three in Australia. Number five, the famous British Keep Calm and Carry On posters.
Hello!
Yeah, there they are. They have been parodied a million times. Well, the posters, the original posters, were never distributed. They made the posters in 1939, and I mean, we know what was going on then. But they decided not to distribute them because they thought it might cause a panic. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random facts.
Yep. The Mike Show. It's brought to you.
Eswatini.
It's not brought to you by Eswatini. The Mike Show. Finally, Wednesday Hump Day edition. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Now, if you DoorDash on the side, beware of this scam that a delivery guy posted about on TikTok. The person calling him was the person that ordered one packet of sauce and then tried to get his credit card info for a refund. Here, listen.
Look, y'all, another scam that's going on. So I'm like, let me do DoorDash. I get an order for Taco Bell for a pack of sauce. One pack of sauce. No food, no drink, no nothing. And then I get a call from DoorDash, and it's this detective saying the order was placed fraudulently. Can you pull over? Let's do a three-step verification process, and they're going to reimburse you the $19 or $20 or whatever. And then he asked for my card number, my CCV, and the expiration date. And that's when I knew it was a scam, and I called DoorDash, and they flagged the whole account. If you get a call about a detective, it's fraud. Don't deliver.
All right. So virtual reality, the VR headsets, virtual reality players are suffering real life injuries. The most common VR related injury is a fracture, followed by lacerations, contusions, sprains, and strains. Here's Dr. Ryan Ribiera and tech professor Ahmad Bonafa talking about the injuries.
While playing a VR game, you know, they didn't see the wall was there in front of them. They were, you know, lashing out at something. They hit the wall with their hand and broke one of the bones in their hand. They also saw a large number of injuries to the face. And those were not just the participants themselves, but injuries to other people.
I mean, I give them very specific tips. Stay away from stairs. Stay away from balconies. Stay away from the windows.
Yeah. When our kids got the VR headset, we're like, okay, move all the furniture out of the room. Tab was playing some horror, like a psycho horror type game, and she was getting scared and almost fell into some furniture. It was anyway.
Yeah, I said Tab.
Hi. Oh my, good Lord. A bride-to-be says that she got breast surgery in Turkey. Yet the country, it got infected and her nipple fell off.
My body just rejected the new nipple that I was given. So it got infected, and now because it's infected, it's falling off.
Oh my Lord. The Biscuit Basin in Yellowstone National Park. Those two don't go together, but I'm giggling over Biscuit Basin and nipples falling off. I don't know. Biscuit Basin at Yellowstone National Park is temporarily closed after a localized hydrothermal explosion. Yeah. There was a large amount of black and white water and rock shooting into the air at the geyser. Here is some of the audio from someone near the explosion.
Run, run, run! 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 Oh my God. Max, keep going, keep going. We are getting out of here.
Yep, people were frozen at first with confusion. Then they began to run. Skip that. Oh, we're going to wrap it up with a comedian, as we usually do. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. It's National Tequila Day today. Here's comedian T.J. Miller.
Where are my tequila lovers at, huh? Woo! You are wrong. You're wrong. You're incorrect. Tequila is the most disgusting, awful of all the hard alcohols. It should be illegal. It's poison. Here's why. Here's why I'm right. No other shot comes with chores. Right? You ever try and take a shot of tequila as soon as they give it to you? Whoa, hey, whoa. Lick your hand first. What? Why would I do that? When have I ever been having a great time? Like, yeah, what could be better? Well, I know. Like some sort of alcoholic cat. So then you lick your hand, you're like, oh, my mouth tastes like wet hand. I didn't expect that this morning. They're like, now put salt on it and lick it. Ugh, gross. Okay, now I know what a saltier version of my wet hand tastes like. Now take the tequila. Oh, good, this will get rid of this terrible taste that I've created in my mouth. No, it did not. Now it's added a burning sensation. Quickly, put this fruit in your mouth. Oh, thank God. A fruit. Something to abate this pain. What is it? Is it a raspberry, a boysenberry? Even a strawberry would do. No, it's a lime, the tartest fruit of all. A fruit so tart that unless you have scurvy, you would never put it in your mouth.
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. There you go, keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF! All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. All right. So this guy was recently caught stealing 3 cakes from a grocery store. And the icing on the cake was the thief literally stole himself. It's a 24-year-old man in Pennsylvania named DeQuai Jackson. He ordered 3 cakes from a grocery store with photos of himself printed on them. Then he went through the self-checkout, and he didn't pay for the cakes.
No!
Yep. He bought some candles, canned items, some cupcakes, paid $12.99. But he didn't scan the cakes, which were worth more than $90 total. Police are still looking for him, but it's only a matter of time. They ID'd him because of security footage and the photos he submitted for the cakes. DeQuai has a criminal record. 2 years ago, he was caught stealing $1,000 worth of Yankee candles from CVS. And yeah, we covered that story, too. So he is a 2-time stupid criminal. There is good news in the world, and we'd like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. An influencer named Ben Kilner custom-built a canoe that's also a bike. He's traveling across Scotland, and if it's not Scottish, it's crap. He's doing that to raise money for a charity. The group's called A Leg to Stand On. It benefits kids with disabilities. Here he is talking about his journey.
I have built this amphibious machine to take me across the width of Scotland and hopefully back again. One direction I'll go on water and the other direction I'll be going on land. This whole build and journey is in support of a charity called A Leg to Stand On. They basically provide prosthetic limbs for children in developing countries who are born without limbs.
Okay. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by, let's see, United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org and also visit hillcityslide.com. August 24th and August 25th, Church Street is going to be turned into a 700-some-foot water slide between 12th and Washington. And you can reserve your time slot and get your tickets now. HillCitySlide.com. Proceeds benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. And while you're at Hill City Slide on Saturday, August 24th, you can come and party with us at Three Roads for our Summer Jam 24. It's the fourth anniversary celebration of Three Roads Brewing here in Lynchburg, and we've got three great bands to help us celebrate. It's also the 55th anniversary of Woodstock. So we've got Bigfoot County. They're going to be playing Grateful Dead tunes. Old Town Connector is going to be doing songs from CCR, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and the band. And Elizabeth Wise is doing a tribute to the women of Woodstock. Plus, we've got our Shakedown vendors from the Love LYH Market. That all takes place on August 24th, starting at noon until. We're going to have food trucks, arts, music, crafters, vendors, all kinds of great stuff. It's all outside, so it's going to be our festival, Summer Jam 24. So come on out and join us. Admission is absolutely positively free. You do not pay an admission fee to get into our festivals. Summer Jam at Three Roads. It's the fourth anniversary here in Lynchburg, and we hope you'll join us on August 24th. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?